This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we're now boarding the, yes, Bipolar Express. All aboard! Woo! Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Fired up and ready, she seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle all round the countryside. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Up the grade she goes. Woo! The wheels are slipping. Up the grade she goes until we reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride!
Yeah, whoopee, what a ride as we speed through October toward Halloween and November. Oh, parties, trick-or-treating, spooky stuff. Ooh. Hey, you know, quite a while back, while working with the kids at Sherwood School, the children, they challenged me to write a scary Halloween song. So I thought up some scary images and then I put him to music, and it kind of goes like this.
Ghostly children, lying on the cold, damp ground. Ghostly children, lying on the cold, damp ground. See them rise, look, they have no eyes. See them rise, look, they have no eyes. Ghostly children in a trance, ghostly children dance. Ghostly children in a trance, ghostly children dance. La 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 la. Rum bum ba bum bum ba. La 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 la. La 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 la. Rum bum bum ba dum bum bum ba dum bum 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 bum. Hey, rum bum bi rum bum ba rum bum 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 bi la la la. Rum bum bi rum bum ba zum bum bi dum. Oh, ghostly children, whoa! Ghostly children, lying on the cold, damp ground.
Well, needless to say, I was the only one that thought it was scary. I know there's another verse in there somewhere about bones and hands, and oh, maybe next week I'll bring it back with more scary stuff. Okay. However, you know, the dance that Peter and Deborah, they were directing the school's plays and special events. They were also teachers out at Sherwood School, but they choreographed a dance that, I know, it was really scary, but wonderful, and the kids were incredible. And oh, and you know what? Children love being creepy and scary. I mean, they must. They must. Hey, Greg, yes, train. You know, I wrote a Halloween theme song again this year. Same music, but different words, because I forgot what I wrote last year. I
Now the ghostly trains are coming. Hear it close at hand. Carrying spooks and goblins all across the land. Now get on board, a little werewolf. Get on board. Get on board, little wolf man. A roof on many a month. Hear that train coming, roaring round the corona, screaming imps and zombies, jangling every nerve. Get on board, little demons. Get on board. Get on board, little monsters. Ooh, room for many more. Fair is free and all can go. The vampires just don't care. Dracula's an engineer. Come and ride it if you dare. Get on board, little skeletons. Get on board. Get on board, little pirates. A room for many a more. I said that ghostly trains are coming. Here close at hand. Scaring spooks and goblins all across the land. Oh, get on board, little werewolf. Get on board. Come on. Get on board, little wolf man. Come on, come on, come on. Get on board, little screaming imps. Crazy zombies. And come on, get on, you little skeletons and your pirates and your creepy spirits and your unicorns. There's room for many more. Yes, train. You know, I'd like to remind you that the Skunk Train is again offering the special pumpkin train. And it leaves from Willits every Sunday until Halloween. And the kids get to take home their own pumpkins. And there's special music on these trains by Malachi, the singing conductor. And find out more about this on www.skunktrain.com. And I want to thank you, Skunk Train, very much for your contribution to our fundraiser and your continued underwriting support for the Bipolar Express and for this wonderful radio station, KLLG LP 97.9 FM. This is Willits, and I could say, are we the best? Well, I can't say that, but you know what I think. That's right. You know, I love to sing the Monster Mash. You know that. Come on. But since, you know, I did it last week, I'm going to do it again. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm scaring myself. Yeah, you're a scary guy, Gregory. So you, Train. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash. The monster mash, he did the mash. Ooh. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash. Caught on like a flash, he did the mash. A monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom with the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to catch a jolt from my electrodes. And what did they do? They did the mash. Woo! A monster mash, the mash. Graveyard smack, he did the mash. Ah, caught on like a flash, he did the mash. Woo! The monster mash. The zombies all were having fun. Party had just begun by... The guest included the Wolfman and Dracula and his son. And what did they do? Why, they did the mash. The monster mash, the monster. Graveyard smash, they did the mash.
caught on like a flash. He did the man, the monster man. Oh, the scene was rocking. Oh, we're digging the sound. Igor on chains, back by the bang. How? The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Cryptic Kick of Fire. And what did they sing? Why, they sang the match. Monster man, they sang the man. Graveyards, they sang the mash. Cut on like a rash in the mash. Oh, the monster mash, you know. Out from his coffin, Dracula's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and he shook his fist and he said, whatever happened to that Transylvania Twi-a-la-la-la list? And then he did the mish. He did the monster mash. He did the mash. It was a graveyard smoosh. He did the meesh. It caught on like a leash. He did the mee. Whoa, wait, a monster. Now everything is cool and Drac is part of the band. The monster mash was the hit of the land. Now, for you the living, this mash was meant too. So this year at Halloween, tell him that the Trendsinger sent you. And what does he do? Why, he does the mash! The monster mash, he does the mash. Graveyard smash, he does the mash. Caught on like a flash, he does the mash. Yes, boy, that really kind of freaked me out. Whew, what a scene. Okay, Halloween. Woo, woo, woo. Now, on a completely different spin on this time of year is the church. And the church, they observe this time of year All Saints Day. They sing, oh, when those saints are come marching in, one, two, three, four, you know. And then there's also from down south, El Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. Now, it's believed that at this time of the year, the veil between the living and those who have passed on is at its thinnest point. And some believe our ancestors, who are always present around, at this time, they can share your heart's feelings and longings and love with themselves and the departed. And you can leave little gifts for them, too, so they can take it over and party on the other side. And, you know, if they're forgotten, they just kind of disappear. But anyway, this is not a traditional American observation, of course, or celebration. And though it's borrowed from our neighbors to the south, it is truly a human experience for all who wish to believe. And remember, to be remembered is to live forever.
Precious memory, unseen angel, sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfold. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. Precious Father, loving Mother, fly across the lonely year. And old home scenes of my childhood in fond memory appear. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. In the stillness of the midnight, echo from the past I hear. Old times singing, gladness bringing from that lovely land somewhere. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. I travel on life's pathway, know not what the years may hold. And as I ponder, hope grows fonder, precious memories flood my soul. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.
There's a song for you. I'd like to say at this point, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. Hey, you know, last week on the Bipolar Express, I was looking very forward to the Kindred Souls spending a rendezvous in Bolinas with old friends and new friends and music and dancing and incredible culinary delights. Well, now I'm fondly recalling the overwhelming embrace that we received when we were down there playing. I gotta say, the hippies were right when it comes to love and peace. Not so sure about the rest of the stuff, but that's okay. I'm not sure about the rest of the stuff myself. Hey, that feeling of free-spirited love, actually, at this age, I'm able to really, I think, more appreciate just how precious the moments are when you're joyfully dancing with friends and singing and loving and eating. And it just doesn't happen as much as it used to. And, geez, as fall draws in on us closer, we get closer and closer. The nights are starting to carry a chill. Wait a minute. I'm getting carried away here. I'm sorry. Hey, you know, there's something else that's being carried on the breeze. Ah, yes. The fragrance of the hills carries on the breeze. Now, someone told me that if you're driving down the road and you encounter a strong smell, phew, and you can't tell whether it's cannabis or a skunk, it's probably cannabis or grass or weed, ganja, marijuana, dope,
reefer, newbie, J joint, pot, bud, bull, herb, whatever. Oh, yes, medicine. I only smoke for medicinal reasons. Is that what you really said that? I tell you what, here's a little Shakespeare for you. Herb, by any other name, smells as sweet. No, Greg, it's a rose. Oh, yeah, right, okay. Hey, I gotta say, I can't help it this time. I mean, look at these hoop houses. They're everywhere. They're springing up everywhere. And it's you drive up, whoa, wonder what the heck that is. And but I can't help but sing a song that was cannabis. It was marijuana. It was a pot song back in the 80s. You remember when the feds were around? Remember those guys, the feds campaign against marijuana planting? Do you remember those guys who come in the helicopters and, you know, a lot of military stuff? It's kind of exciting. And that was during the Redwood summer. Remember that one, too? You know, the loggers are being protested. Anyway, this is a song out of the past. just like me. Let me take this necklace off. Nobody sees my necklace, so I don't have to wear it in here. I know. I'll do anything. Vanity. Whoa. I got it now. Too old to die young, just happy to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just happy to keep keeping on. Death rides a logging truck, death rides a logging truck. Ooh. Redneck live by the river, hippie live in the hill. Yeah, that smoke don't get them, it'll kill their heels, cause death rides a logging truck, death rides a logging truck. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. A death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. Ooh. Work real hard to put in a crop. Thieves don't give me to be the cops. And the rats and the deer and the rabbit that hops. Hey, leave all the tops for me. Leave all the tops for me. And death rides a logging truck. Death rides a logging truck. Oh, too old to die young. Just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young. Just have to keep keeping on. Death rides a logging truck. Death rides a logging truck. Ooh. Rivers are low, the hippies are high. Growers are sucking the river dry. Up in the hills grown great big buds, turning the river to a trickle of mud. Hey, death rides a logging truck, rides a logging truck. Woo! Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. A death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. Rivers high, the growers are gone, but they'll be back before too long. Digging big holes up in those hills, hoping that smoke will cure their ills. Cause death rides a logging truck, death rides a logging truck. Oh, too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Death rides a logging truck, death rides a logging truck. Grow got a new way that really scores. Turn on the lights, bring it indoors. Sweetest little bud you ever gonna see. Put the tab on the PG&E. Cause death rides a logging truck. A death rides a logging truck. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. A death rides a logging truck. A death rides a logging truck. Hey, you're like, what happened? What happened to those feds anyway? What happened? They just kind of went away. I guess it's cool now. Hey, thank you, Uncle Sam. I know it's against the law with you, but you don't really care, do you? And what about all that cash?
I don't want the cash that we're not getting. Hmm. Jeez, we are living in some very strange times now, Mike. I can't believe what's happening right before my eyes. Yeah. Hey, anyway, that line about that, it's not about the grass in this song, but it's the fragrance on the hills and the winter grass grows green. That's the name of my song. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the velvet grass green that takes that hue on our fields and our pastures in the wintertime. Very, very unusual, because in back east it's all frozen. So there is the last line. The fragrance of the hills carries on the breeze. Yes, but this is a different woodland sweetness. It smells from the land around us. And this is also, let me put that, my necklace back on. This is an incredible necklace. It has a harmonica stuck on it. Few Californians can tell the tale of the state and how it used to be. How the land was settled, put up for sale. What is left and what is there to see? Highways spread like veins across the land. Stores and houses fan out side by side. You can drive to mountain snows or desert sands, or cruise out to the beach just for the ride. Winter grass grows green in California. You can see the velvet on the hills. Ah, the old ones, they whisper from the fallen leaves. Coyote sings when the woods are still. Stumps and slash and fields replace most tall trees. And mud flows in the rivers every year. Ah, but the fragrance of the hills carries on the breeze. And dove and hawk live out with the deer. Winter grass grow green in California. Yes! There's gold in them thar hills, and there's strength out on the land where your spirit can be filled. Oh, winter grass grow green in California. Yes, oh, there be gold in them thar hills. Ah, the old ones, they whisper from the fallen leaves. Coyotes sing when the woods are still. And there is strength out on the land where the spirit can be filled. Peaceful. You know, I actually really love where I live. I thank you for however I got here. I'm sure grateful to be here. Hey, this is Greg Schindel, I'm trained singer, and we're on the Bipolar Express, and this is your hometown radio. Your hometown radio, KLLGLP, and we're at 97.9 FM in the little town called, I forgot. No, it's Willits, of course. Hey, I mentioned Shakespeare a while ago. And, you know, we were talking about the scent of the rose or the herb or whatever. And I came across a hilarious list of Shakespearean insults on a printout called Shakespearean Insult Kit. I mean, it says, here, I'm looking at it right now, and it says, to create a Shakespearean insult, and Liam, you're going to love this, combine one word from each column. Preface each phrase with the word thou, like thou, okay. And there are 50 words of insult in each column, too, so it's quite a dizzying thing to look at. So here we go. Let's try this Shakespearean insult thing. Are you ready for me insulted? Okay. Why, thou yeasty rump-fed strumpet. You know anybody like that? Thou dankest ill-skinned codpiece. Gotcha. Thou puking pox-marked canker blossom. Oh, jeez. Ooh. Oh, my God. You weedy toad-spotted vassal. Why, you warp-tickle-brained scut. You tottering, rude-growing pigeon egg. Why, you saucy, bottle-deep miscreant. Why, you reeky, ill-breeding loonster. Why, you thou, excuse me, I got English, paunchy, my God, hasty-witted hedge pig. You jarring, full-gorged haggard, you goaded, fly-bitten frustrarian, thou frown, fat, kidney, flax, wrench, you fawning, irk-svecting death token, you droning, dizzy-eyed clot pole, you craven, common kissing bum Bailey, thou cockered, clapper clawed, boar pig, bootless, beat witted beggar, you body bat fouling baggage. Oh, God, can you imagine how good it feels to shout all these insults out? And guess what? I didn't violate the radio. Ha ha! See, you can have a lot of fun with the language, but oh, my God, you know, let's call this insult therapy. Where else could you find insult therapy except on, yes, the Bipolar Express and on this crazy radio station? Hey, okay, Greg,
yes, train.
Time to pick it up. You can walk all around with your face on the ground, swear you can't see the light. Kick at the dirt and rip off your shirt and cry with all your might. Dream of the girls with lots of curls and say the lead you want. Sweat and save and try to save and cry when your money's gone. Oh, pick it up. Pick it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. Pick it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. Come on. I want to hear some good time music. Whoa. A little bit of good time music. Whoa. Bit of good time music, yeah. Come on, zip a boot, hey, tighten your belt till you raise a welt and sit and wring your hand. Drag your feet across the street and wonder if you're still a man. Shave your head and stay in bed and think about leaving town. Talk and take a walk and put everybody down. Oh, pick it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. Woo! Pick it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. I want to hear some good time music now. Oh, give me some good time music. Oh, I love it. Good time music. Hey, hey. Zambabadi, babadi, da, ba, boom, 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 bing, bang, bing, bang, diddly, do, what? Come on, turn on the news and get the blues. Give it to your friends. Think you're hot, hate what you got, and scream this in the air. Think on your mind till you're crying, till you want to shout. Think of yourself as a book on a shelf and talk about checking out. Oh, pick it up. Pick it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. Come on. Pick it up. Pick it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. Come on. Pick it up. Pick it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. One more. Pick it up. Don't put it down. Woo! Don't put it down. I want to hear some good time music. A little good time music for you. Hey, you driving a car right now? Feeling good? A little good time music. Bum bum a dee bum dee da boo. Pick it up. It always gets me a little happier when I play music. I gotta say, I don't know what the heck I'd do without this. Never mind. Don't even think about it. Hey, so last week I read from Terry Jones. And I'm going to fumble around on here on the table as I usually do because I'm so disorganized. But if you are disorganized out there, don't worry. You've got a lot of folks that are just like you. Hey, now the theme last week was a little off today, but it was the sun and the moon and the stars. And we read a story called The Fly By Night. So today I'm going to read another one. Now, this is a sweet little story. And here I go. This is from Terry Jones, Why Birds Sing in the Morning. It's a fairy tale, of course. Long, long time ago, before you or I were ever thought of, and before there was any distinction between day and night, the king and queen of light had a baby daughter. She was the most beautiful of all creatures. And when she first opened her eyes, they were so bright that they filled the world with light. Everywhere she went, creatures were glad to see her. Plants grew at her touch, and animals would come out of their holes just to sit and watch her go by. In a cave not far away where they lived, the Witch of the Dark, she too had an only child, a son. He was a sickly boy. He was always pale, and sometimes he grew very thin and had to be nursed back to strength. Well, one day, however, the old Witch of the Dark brought her son to court and proposed a marriage between him and the princess. Well, when the King of the Light refused, the old witch flew into a rage, and that very night she and her son broke into the king's palace and stole the beautiful princess. They took her and locked her up in a dark cave on the other side of the mountains, and there she stayed for a long time. She cried and cried, but it was no good. The witch would not let the princess out until she agreed to marry her son. Meanwhile, the animals went to the king and said, "Where is your daughter? When she is away from us, all the world is dark. The plants do not grow, and many of us have nothing to eat." Well, the King of Light told the animals what had happened, and the animals all agreed that they would help him look for his daughter. So the lions and the tigers went into the jungle and searched there. The rabbits and moles looked under the earth, and the fish and the turtles searched the seas, but none of them could find any trace of her. Meanwhile, the birds were looking in the air and the treetops, and the eagle flew off into the mountains. It flew up and up until it was flying over their very summits. Still it flew on, over the other side, and down into a region where it had never been before. At length, the eagle grew tired and was forced to rest among some rocks. He hadn't been there long, however, before he heard a beautiful voice singing a sad song. Immediately, he recognized it. It was the princess, and he called out to her. But the eagle had only a raucous screech for a voice, and the princess thought it was the old witch returning. So she stopped her singing and would not make another sound. The eagle sat there wondering what to do, when all at once he saw a black speck in the sky. It was the witch's son coming to visit the princess on his mother's broomstick. The eagle hid and watched as the witch's son. Oops! Rolled aside the great stone. That was the great stone being rolled aside. It kind of jumped the gun on it, but it's okay. At the entrance of the cave, immediately, a great brightness flooded out from the cave as the beautiful princess came out and filled everywhere with its light. But she had tears in her eyes, and a rainbow shone all around her. Ah, cried the witch's son, I'm tired of waiting. And he took hold of the beautiful girl and threw her on the ground, whereupon the eagle swooped down on them, snapping his beast fiercely at the witch's son, and lifted the princess up on his back. The witch's son grabbed his mother's broomstick and started hitting out at the eagle. By accident, however, he struck the princess a blow on the side of her head so hard that the broomstick broke in two. But the princess held tight to the eagle, and they soared up into the sky. The eagle carried the princess back across the mountains, and wherever they flew, they lit up the world that had been lying dark so long. And the witch's son got on the broomstick and followed after them. But because the broomstick was broken, he could never quite catch up with them. At length, however, the eagle had to rest again. He let the princess down off his back and told her to hide, promising to wake her up as soon as the witch's son had gone past. So the princess hid in a cave, and the world went dark once more, while the witch's pale son flew past in the sky. And when he had gone, the eagle tried to wake the princess up, but the blow from the broomstick had made her a bit deaf. And even the eagle with his raucous voice could not wake her. So the eagle asked some sparrows to help him, and they all made as much noise as they could, but still the princess did not wake up. Eventually, the eagle went round all the birds in the neighborhood and got them all to make as much noise as possible. And finally, the princess awoke and came out of the cave, lighting the world as she did so. Quick, said the eagle, get on my back. We must be off before the witch's son comes past again on his broomstick. So the princess got on his back again, and away they flew, bringing light to the world wherever they went. And so they continued to this day, for the princess and the eagle were turned into the sun, and they still ride high up in the sky. And the witch's son was turned into the moon. And at the end of every day, when the eagle has to rest, the princess hides while the witch's son goes past. And if you look up at the moon, you can still see him with his mother's broken broomstick over his shoulder. The princess is still as beautiful as ever. Now she is the sun, but she is also a little deaf. And that is why all the birds sing as hard as they can every morning in order to wake her up. Oh, isn't that sweet? Sorry about my door closing on me like that. That hasn't... I thought I had that timed, but you know how this old equipment is, Mike. I pressed the button at the wrong time. It's not the last time I've done that. At first, I hope. After I read a nice fairy tale like this, you know, I always think of children. And you know the sun? I love the warm sun, by the way. And, I can take that. I love the warm sun. And last night, the moon was so bright. I just happened to be overlooking a pond, and I saw the moon gata coming across the pond, which is the reflection of the moon, and usually across the ocean. But what a beautiful night it was. But anyway, when I hear fairy tales, I can't help envision the children and what joy it is to play and dance and sing with those children in Bolinas this past weekend. So I don't know whether I played this last week or not. This is one of my favorite songs. Harmony is mine. All the moves in time, a word's an easy rhyme. I'm dancing with the children, I'm dancing
dancing, dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. Weaving with the sound, moving all around, a belly on the ground, dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. Dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. La 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 la. Swirling, whirling, twirling, hurling, singing, swinging, winging, swinging, dancing. Dancing, dancing with children, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. Weaving with the sun, moving all around, belly on the ground, oh, dancing with the children. Oh, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. Hey, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. Harmony is mine. All the moves in time, the words in easy rhyme, dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children, dancing, 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 dancing with the children. Oh, yes. I love it when they're flinging and swinging and winging and winging and winging and winging. Yes. Hey, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try something here. I think I've got time. I'm hoping I'll put my guitar down because I guess it's very difficult for me to not do things here. Now, in keeping with the spirit of the season, ghosts and spirits, I want to talking to elves and all the scary stuff. I'm going to read a little bit. Train singer, he's coming on here. Yes, I'm coming on, I'm coming on. I want to read a little bit from a book called Old Rails Tales. And let me see, I've got to what time do you think, how much time do I have now? See if I can squeeze this in.
13 minutes.
13, let's go for it. Hey, Bill Napke said to me, and Bill Napke, by the way, was a renowned engineer at the turn of the century, right up into the early 1900s. Bill Napke said to me, "Now, if anything happens to me, Mrs. McCann will make sure that you get my ashes." Now, you know Bill Jenner from Los Angeles, and I know Bill Jenner from Los Angeles. So, now, Bill Jenner was an old military man, a great guy. He looked just like Douglas MacArthur. He acted like Douglas MacArthur, stood attention like Douglas MacArthur, and he had a strong jaw like Douglas MacArthur, and I think, however, Bill talked a little more than Douglas MacArthur. But anyway, why, sure enough, here comes a telegram one day. Napke passed away last night. Veterans Hospital. Ashes coming under a separate cover. Something like that. So it isn't too long until, sure enough, here comes the ashes. The funny part about it is, and the glorious part about it, in a way, was apparently at the crematorium, they didn't use enough atomizer to actually make them ashes. You know, like it was pieces of bone rattling in this tin, about a time and a half bigger than a cigar box. Like, take a cigar box and make it half again as big, and that was filled with ashes. And they rattled. Boy, they rattled. And I was married to Dorothy then, my ex-wife. And Dorothy, she didn't think we should have ashes around. I tried to hide the ashes in the linen closet, and I heard her scream one day, so I had to move the ashes. She'd found them under a pile of sheets. She failed to have a sense of humor on that one, so we lost that one. So then I hid them out in the garage. She found them out there, too. I just hid them all around. But the idea was that Mr. Bill Jenner and I were to go where Bill Napke had his experience, where he saved a train in 1915 from a terrible collision down there at a place called Garnet. Used to be Old Palm Springs Siding, but now it's Garnet Siding. And it's down there, not very far from Palm Springs. Well, what happened was Bill was on the local freight and some cars got away and they were running down the hill and they were going down in the face of a passenger train. Whoa. And so he chased them down with his local freight engine and caught the cars, brought them back up and shoved them in the siding just before the passenger train came roaring by. So he went in to talk to the operator at the particular station, Garnet or Palm Springs. He said, "I'm going to take this to heaven with me. We just saved a train and stopped a major, major disaster. I'm going to take this to heaven with me," Napke said. Now, over in those mountains, the San Jacinto Mountains, when this one crevice fills up with snow, it looks like an angel with her arms spread. I've actually seen this before. So it all happened while the angel watched, Bill said. Anyway, Bill Jenner and I drove out there one day in May 1969. Because Napke, he died on February of 69. So it was in May of 69 that we drove out there with the ashes. And it was blowing like the devil. And here we are in May. And the night before that, a freak storm came along in May. And by golly, old Jenner, he points like MacArthur. He points over there and says, "Take a look at that. Look at that. The angel's watching, just like Napke said, while the angel watched." The angel was watching the night Bill Napke went down and got those runaway cars and pulled them in the clear before the passenger train came along. So it was the same situation. "Okay, Bill, let's spread these ashes," I said. "Well, okay," Jenner says. So we unwrapped the box, and the tin box is soldered shut. "Well, how are we going to spread these ashes?" I said. "Well, first, let's have a beer." "Whoa, look out, guitar. I'm going to let my guitar down to the ground. I caught it with my foot." "Wow. To our old friend Bill Napke," Jenner said. "Now, how do we get the box open?" I said. Well, so he goes along the siding there and finally comes back and holds something in his hand. "Railroad spike," Jenner says. And using the railroad spike, we were able to break the solder joints. "Now, where should we scatter him?" I said. "Well, we're in this siding right now where Napke brought the cars back and pushed them in the clear in time for the passenger train to roar by, so why don't you scatter them from here, about 200 yards, right down the main line switch? That should do it," Jenner says. "Bill, the wind is blowing very hard. Do you think that Bill Napke won't be here very long when we get all these ashes spread?" I said. And he takes the box and shakes it, and we hear rattle, rattle, rattle. "Some of them will," Jenner says. So we went along, and when the box was open, we went along and scattered him. We just shook the box a little, tilted it, and shook it. We walked the whole 200 yards. Bill Napke's, by the way, he's still there. I'll tell you, there was very, very, very few fine ashes. Most of them were joints and bones and that sort of thing. So Bill Napke is there while the angel watched. At that exact location, he saved the train by grabbing the railway cars and pushing them into a siding in 1916. Now, the sort of mystic thing about the whole thing that gives you a feeling of reverence was the fact that the angel had dusted herself with snow so you could see her that very moment while the angel watched. She was just as pretty as she could be. That crevice was just as pretty as we could see. I have a picture somewhere that Napke gave me about it. And isn't that interesting? So we got a little time left here?
Yeah, we got 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Well, this is great. I'm glad I got to read that story. I'm sorry, folks. I haven't been reading as much as I used to, and I really do love to share these stories. Well, a drunkard lay on the barroom floor. He drunk till he couldn't drink no more. Fell asleep with a troubled brain, and he dreamt he was on the hellbound train. Hellbound train, hellbound train, hellbound train. Ooh. Fell asleep with a troubled brain, and he dreamt he was on the hellbound train. Now the fireman, he was a crazy tramp. Headlight, it was a brimstone lamp. The tank was full of lager beer. The devil himself was the engineer on the hellbound train. The engine flew at a horrible pace, brimstone burning hand and face. Worst and worse the road bed grew. Faster and faster that engine flew on the hellbound train. He blowed that whistle and he rung the bell. The devil said, "Hey boys, next stop's hell." All the passengers yelled in pain. He begged to the devil, "Stop the train!" Hellbound train, hellbound train, hellbound train. Woo! All those passengers yelled in pain and they begged to the devil, "Stop the train!" Now the devil, he laughed at their misery. He hollered and he yelled, he roared with glee. "You paid your fare with the rest of my load. You got to ride to the end of the road on the hellbound train. You robbed the weak, you done wrong to the poor. You turned hungry folk away from the door. Laid up gold till your purses bust. Ruin young gals with your beastly lust. Hellbound train. You mocked at God with your stubborn pride. You cheated him. You lied. You double-crossed partners you cussed and stole. Belong to me, body and soul. Hellbound train. Paid your fare at the Shawnee Bar. Now you're gonna ride in the devil's car. This is one time I am no liar. I'll carry you all to the land of fire. Hellbound train. Hellbound. Hellbound train. Hellbound road. This is one time I am no liar. Carry you all to the land of fire. Bones will burn with the flames that roar. Scorch and you'll sizzle from the rind to the core. The bar will ring with a horrible scream. Ah! A drunken wolf from his horrible dream. Oh! Down on his knees on the barroom floor. He prayed as never before. His prayers and vows were not in vain, and he wrote no more. On the hellbound train, hellbound train, hellbound train, hellbound train. Prayers and vows were not in vain, and he rode no more. On the hellbound train. That's scary? Did you get scared on that one? I see Mike is just shaking in his boots.
I was scared for you. Oh, okay. You're about to expire.
Oh, I know. I actually did. I lost it right there tonight. So, we got a little time for more music or just cheap talk?
Cheap talk.
Cheap talk. 30, well, then,
30 seconds is cheap talk.
Well, then it must be the cheap advertisement of the Bipolar Express. Oh, what did you expect, folks, on the Bipolar Express? On a KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio, radio. I said KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, California. Hey, www.klg.org. Check us out and tune in next week. Woo!